Yes, indeedy do. Give me some trumpin'. It's WTIC. Todd Feinberg here. Joining us now is Steve Gillis. He is our constitutional law professor from Quinnipiac. Thank you, Steve, for coming in to brief us on the latest briefs that need to be briefed. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Todd. So this is an interesting case that's not in the Supreme Court. It may be on its way to the Supreme Court. The House Committee on Oversight of Virtually Everything subpoenaed President Trump's accounting firm for all their accounting records for Trump going back to 2009. And the committee said, we're investigating possible criminal wrongdoing by the president and a bunch of other things. And we're doing this to see whether we might want to change a federal law like the Ethics in Government Act in the future. The president, the subpoena doesn't go to the president. The subpoena order is to the accounting firm, but the president challenged it and was allowed
but
to
because
do so.
His personal information is there, and they're looking to reveal stuff that is...
Absolutely. What got this started was a Office of Government Ethics report about that Trump had failed to disclose a payment to Michael Cohen when President Trump was a candidate. So the president's position is, I shouldn't have to give this subpoena. I shouldn't have to turn these records over. And Congress's position is, we have the power when we're investigating, as long as we have a valid legislative purpose, we can do this to anybody, including you.
But isn't this a little bit like the police having to have a real cause to pull someone over, say, and there's always... some light that isn't working, that they basically always have that excuse if they want to have that excuse.
Well, when you look at the earlier Supreme Court cases, what they seem to say is, as long as this congressional investigation could help Congress with some future legislation, Congress can use its subpoena power.
All right, then this is about separation of powers, the court not wanting to get in the middle of fights between departments or portions of the government.
That's right. But here the court did get in the middle in the sense that the D.C. Circuit majority, 2-1, said we are going to uphold the subpoena. We're going to order Mazars, the accounting firm, to turn this information over to the House committee. So they didn't stay out of it. They sided with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dissent. Judge Naomi Rao, who was appointed by President Trump, wrote a lengthy dissent saying Congress can't use its investigation powers when what it's really doing is investigating a specific person who could be impeached for possible high crimes and misdemeanors. She says in such situations, there's a long tradition going all the way back to George Washington that the House has to go down the impeachment road if it wants to pursue an investigation like that.
Well, that's an interesting argument. And what do you think about that?
It's an interesting argument. I think there is a real problem with it, which is there is evidence that that's the way the House has acted for quite a long time, and presidents have tried to hold them to that. But is this a question which the courts should decide, or is this a matter between the House and the presidency? So just because that's the way they've done it in the past doesn't mean the House couldn't change its mind about how to do things in the future.
So if the court had done, what state's it at? Is this being appealed now, or it's been appealed already by the president?
So what happened is 2-1, the District of Columbia Circuit upheld the judge's order saying the subpoena is valid. Now, President Trump may appeal to the full D.C. Circuit and ask them to take the case. If they say no, he can then ask the Supreme Court to review it, to grant cert. And, it's a possible candidate for Supreme Court review because it's Judge Rao says, look, this is really going to put not just the president but other high executive branch officials in a position where Congress can investigate them without having to go through the politically costly business of impeachment. Congress can just investigate them and air any and all dirty laundry that it finds, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, so let me throw a hypothesis at you, Stephen, and that is that say nobody wants to hear it, and this this ruling is left standing. The president then, can he do anything to, or maybe the law firm on their own doesn't produce?
Right. So, good question. I think there's a good chance that the Supreme Court won't take this case, that they'll sort of sit there and say, oh, let's see what happens. I don't see anything the president could do. This is a private accounting firm. What's he going to do? Send in the Marines?
Well, that would be interesting, too.
If he does, we'll talk about that next time.
Yes, I guess we will. All right, Steve Gillis, thank you, sir. Fascinating case.
You bet, Todd. Take care.
Steve Gillis is our constitutional law consultant from Quinnipiac, where he's a constitutional law professor.